Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
But we do have a genuine Italian tenor. It's lovely to have a chat to him this morning. Coming to Newcastle this weekend, Evans to Non. Evans, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
I am fantastic. The main question I want to ask, and I've had a couple of people put it to me, what is it in the water in Italy that allows that country to produce so many tenors? What is the secret?
Well, I really don't know. Can I tell you a little secret? Actually,
of course you
I shouldn't
can.
Say this, but there are. The group is called the Italian Tenors, but there's actually two authentic tenors and one baritone, what we call. I'm a baritone, actually. A baritone that tends to be a tenor or wants to be a tenor, but is not quite a tenor. So we have all sorts of voices, but it's true. We have quite a few tenors. I really don't know what it is that makes, I don't know, it's DNA or the food. I have no idea, really.
Well, maybe it's the sunshine. Maybe it's the olives, the wine.
Yeah, the happiness, you know, that makes us want to shout all the time.
You know, Evans, I had a friend of mine who was of Italian descent, and he spent about a month in Italy about 3 months ago, and he said, Todd, he said, we've got it all wrong. He said, we went touring around. He said, I've got some cousins who are in their 60s, and they look like they're in their 30s. There's got to be something in the Italian lifestyle. Maybe it's all the romance.
Well, that too, I don't know. Is it all connected with the tenor thing, maybe? The food or the air we breathe? I really don't know. Is it really like that, though?
Well,
like 60-year-old man. I hope to be looking 30 when I'll be 60. I'm looking 50 now that I'm 40, but okay.
We need to get that reverse some way, shape, or form. So at what stage did you realize you had a wonderful voice? And does every young Italian boy, are they encouraged to sing, or is it just something you decided to do? Who are the influences?
Well, actually, in my case, it was quite accidental. I wanted to be actually a lawyer. I went into law school, and at one point I decided to take voice lessons just for fun, as a hobby. I had lived actually in America where everybody was, you know, doing music for a hobby. So I said, okay, I'll go back to Italy and do music just for fun. And I was already 24 when I started, and I didn't want to be a singer. Then I did an audition to do a master course. I sang on stage. I fell in love with it, and I gave up everything else, and I started pursuing a musical career. That's how it went for me.
Well, at least you'll have a little more credibility than being a solicitor, so that's good. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm only joking, solicitors and lawyers. It's just a joke this morning. Tell us about the other boys in the band.
Well, Sabino is one of the other two, and Mirko is the youngest of the tenors. Sabino is actually a complete musician, actually. He started very, very young, playing saxophone and clarinet and piano. He even writes songs. He's a very, very, very good musician, and he's, of course, a tenor. And Mirko is just a singer. He plays the piano a little bit, and he also works for a TV station back in Switzerland, because he lives on the border between Italy and Switzerland.
Evans, it's interesting. If you cast our minds way back, the tenors and people involved in opera were the rock stars before we had rock stars. They were the superstars around the world. It kind of died out, and then the three tenors came back and it made it popular all over again. Are you surprised about how much the world embraces this wonderful kind of music?
It is quite surprising, actually. Although having seen it happen for a few years, as you said, after the three tenors new operation, this new project, few groups followed that idea, and so we've seen it quite a bit. But it is surprising, and it is surprising as we came here to Australia to see the reaction of the audience. I was really amazed, because we were doing tours all over Europe, but this is our first tour beyond Europe, and this is amazing, incredible. We're really excited to seeing, you know, how people react to our music and our performances. We feel proud and humbled at the same time.
Evans, Jenny has just sent me a text, 0418528535, and she said, I'm in love. You've got to ask Evans if he's single.
I actually am single, yes.
Well, there you go. Jenny, you need to get to the concert this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know what you can do to get Evans' attention, but you'll come up with something. How long have you been in Australia, and what do you think of Australia? How are you finding it?
It's amazing. It's fantastic. I have to say, unfortunately, we haven't been able to see much because we've been on the road since we came here. We arrived about 8 days ago, and we started doing rehearsals, promotion, and quite immediately concerts every night, basically. We started around Sydney. We're now in Port Macquarie, and we'll be going back to Sydney, then Melbourne, Perth, a few areas. And, it's been busy. So we haven't seen much of Australia, but we love it. It's beautiful. We're now in front of a beautiful beach, and, fantastic. Well, a bit cliche, I guess, the beach connected with Australia. It's like for Italians to talk about spaghetti, but...
Hey, not cliche at all. If you love beaches, you're going to love them. Hopefully you'll get a little bit of time when you come to Newcastle this weekend. This Sunday night, West Leagues Club, New Lambton. Evans, thanks very much for having a chat to us this morning. Look, I can't promise that Jenny won't do something crazy at your concert, but that's...
We're ready anyway.
Watch for the undies being thrown. Enjoy your time and have a great time in Newcastle.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. It was great.
2NURFM 103.7.